$5,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank, save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Hey you, wherever you are, Kipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, Padilla's TV and Go TV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. The talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sports. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today. Across the continent, the family meets once again. From Ivory Coast to Tanzania, Nigeria to Zambia, everyone's got something to play for. From 21st December to 18th January, everybody gathers for Africa's biggest football tournament. 24 countries, 52 games. It's the Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2025. Join our family live on Supersport, available on DSTV and GoTV.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power. A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power. Power. 91.3 FM.
91.3 Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a ordinary lover. Can you do no kind of combat? No, I wanna show you to love.
On Power FM, bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Vesco newly signed MOU between Kiona and Greenco expected to unlock long-delayed financing to support diversification efforts. PF Chairman for Legal Affairs, accuses President Hakainde Hichilema of shielding party faction leader Robert Chavinga amid internal party turmoil. And in international news, general named New Guinea-Bissau leader a day after coup. And in sports, Al Masry head coach Nabil Kalki target maximum points against Zesco.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Zesco Managing Director Justin Longo says the newly signed Memorandum of Understanding between Kiona and Greenco is expected to unlock long-delayed financing and support Zambia's efforts to diversify its electricity sources. Speaking on the sidelines of the Zimbabwe-Zambia Energy Project Summit, Mr. Longo said the agreement marks an important step in resolving challenges that have slowed Zesco's project implementation. He explained that Zesco has struggled to advance several initiatives due to limited access to funding, and the MOU will allow Kiona and Greenco to pursue financing for planned projects. Mr. Longo added the model will reduce pressure on Zesco's operations, and the partnership with Kiona will develop new power plants while Greenco will distribute the generated electricity to targeted customers. Mr. Longo acknowledged concerns that the move may have come late, noting that the current drought has highlighted the dangers of relying on a single major power source. He emphasized the need for Zambia to diversify its energy mix, adding that solar and green coal are among key resources the country should expand to strengthen power supply.
This drought has taught us that we should never ever depend on one electricity source. Today we are talking about solar. We need a total mix of electricity. We are talking about solar, and don't say solar is not reliable. Solar is reliable in its own sense. Just like hydro. Yeah, hydro was reliable, but where are we now? Now we are struggling because we thought hydro was reliable. Can we have a blend of all is green coal? God gives us a resource not for us to just see, watch or admire. Let's tap into the green coal like our friends have tapped into. Is it oil and whatever resource God has endowed them with? So let's tap into all these resources, mix them, and we are going to get to a better space.
Lukasha, Member of Parliament and Patriotic Front, PF Chairperson for Legal Affairs, George Chisanga, has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of protecting PF faction leader Robert Chavinga, whom he claims is at the center of escalating tensions within the former ruling party. Mr. Chisanga said the only reason Chavinga has continued issuing threats against senior PF members is because he believes he has the backing of the head of state, stating that President Hichilema openly declared Chavinga as his project during a visit to Kasama, a claim that has fueled suspicions among PF members about Chavinga's influence and confidence. Speaking on the political podcast, Mr. Chisanga said PF members are frustrated but restrained, knowing that any attempt to confront Chavinga, whether through physical retaliation or political action, would likely lead to arrests or the loss of parliamentary seats, adding that the party has opted for what he described as a pedestal of reasonableness in handling the ongoing leadership dispute. According to Mr. Chavinga, the PF had made rapid progress in the last 2 weeks toward holding a conference scheduled for this Saturday aimed at resolving the party's leadership crisis. However, he said Chavinga moved to block the process after realizing he would become irrelevant once new leadership was elected. He alleged that Chavinga used political connections to secure an injunction from the Kawe High Court rather than the Lusaka High Court, which he says was unlikely to entertain a fresh application, accusing Chavinga of judge shopping, claiming the injunction came from a judge for hire. He further referenced a video clip which Chavinga reportedly boasted about traveling to Kawe personally to ensure the injunction was granted, questioning the legality of Chavinga's actions, noting that the court had previously ruled he had no locus standi to join related proceedings.
The only way, like a small boy, can go about threatening big people. It's because he knows who's standing behind him. Chavinga is not speaking from without. Whenever Chavinga is dating the press, in his mind, he's looking behind and saying, you know, who's standing behind me? And I've argued myself, that it's the president who's standing behind Chavinga. Because in Kasama, he made it very clear that Chavinga was his project. So even now, Chavinga continues to feel very, very protected because he thinks he can threaten all of us because the president is there. Because the alternative that we have is to send thugs to go and harass Chavinga. But you know what is going to happen?